Big time market reactions to USDA's planted acres numbers. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Farm Market Review. Corn down sharply. Soybeans skyrocketed after the noon Eastern Time USDA release. We'll have settlements coming up. First, market analysis. I grabbed that at the end of trade from Brian Basting, Advanced Trading. Brian, always on the 30th of June, it's interesting to see what USDA is projecting for planted acres. And we got the number on Friday, and it moved the markets. Also, a stocks report to talk about. But first, planted acres. Corn planted acres go way up. Beans go way down, and the markets went the opposite way for corn and beans. Quite a sharply higher day for soybean futures. Let's start there.
Yeah, you summarized it well, Andy. It was a shocker, starting with the soybean acreage number, as you said, well below the average trade guess. Average trade guess was 87.7 million acres. Came in at 83.5, so 4.2 million acres below the average trade guess. The lowest trade guess was 87. There was 3.5 million below the low end of the range. I guess if you go back in history here, 60 days, 45 days, we can look at that bean-corn ratio. On the 1st of May, the NOVE bean to DEIS corn ratio was around 2.4, 2.45. In other words, the market was encouraging bean acres. But by the end of May, that had fallen all the way down to about 2.2. So basically, the market was saying we don't need all those bean acres, whether it was a function of the large crop in South America, specifically Brazil, or demand concerns, or both. But basically, that was the economic reason. But producers maybe just kept planting corn, is the easiest way to say it, from the 1st of May probably into that late May time period. And that showed up in the corn number being 2 million higher than March. But I think that they just, and then as you got into June, probably, Andy, with the bean market in a free fall, at least until this recent rally, maybe they just gave up on those last few acres of beans. But I wouldn't put that number in stone, Andy, for beans because of the double crop bean acres that could still go in the next 2 to 3 weeks. I know it's getting very late, but I think I would not be surprised to see the 83.5 number edge up somewhat.
Brian Basting, Advanced Trading, an economist there, and the number there is 309-664-2314.
Hoosier Ag Today is celebrating the great game of basketball, which also happens to be the theme of this year's Indiana State Fair. We want to see where you take your best shot in the Hat Farm Hoop Photo Contest, sponsored by CountryMark and the Indiana State Fair. We're looking for the coolest farm hoop setup from across rural Indiana. There's a top prize of $1,000 plus other great prizes. All the info and entry online at HoosierAgToday.com/photo contest. Take your shot today.
On the Hat Friday Farm Market Review, sharply lower corn futures. September dips to 488.5, 35 cents lower. December settled at 494.75, down almost 34 cents. In beans, quite the opposite story. August, 1442, a pickup of 74.25. September up 75.75. Novi, 1343.25, up 77.5 cents. And sharply lower wheat futures too. September 651, 16.5 cents down. August live cattle gained 267 to end the week, 177.17, and August lean hogs 92.60, up 27 cents. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Farm Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Timely, relevant, credible.